This is the Midday Market Update on Iowa Ag Matters. I'm Mark Magnuson. Joined today by Ross Baldwin of AgMarket.net for our Midday Market discussion. Ross, what are we seeing taking place in the grains here on Wednesday?
We're seeing some risk off across all of the commodity space here today, but across the grain markets, corn's really under pressure, giving back some of these recent gains we've had. But right now, July corn's down 8 cents, Dease corn's down 7.5 cents. July soybeans are 9 cents lower. The new crop beans are 8 cents lower. And over in the wheat market, they're seeing a little bit more aggressive selling than what corn and beans are. But Chicago wheat's 10 cents lower. Kansas City's 13 to 14 cents lower.
So, Ross, is this probably going to be the pattern here the rest of today and tomorrow, just position squaring, rather, getting ready ahead of that report on Friday, the WASDE report?
Yeah, I think so. It sure seems, unless something would turn around here today, we're going to end the day here under pressure. And I wouldn't be surprised to see some follow through. Like you mentioned, we got the WASDE on Friday. And we're on the heels of having a sharp rally over the last week here across the especially the corn market. For corn, the thing is, this rally here recently has been more fueled by beans, with the impacts down in the flooding that they've dealt with down in Brazil around Rio Grande, and the wheat market. The wheat market's had more strength with what wheat conditions have done here over the last couple weeks, even though they have stabilized.
That was Ross Baldwin with AgMarket.net. Here's Andy Peterson with more livestock news.
Daily estimated slaughter total numbers beef-wise here, Mark, coming in at 124,000 head. That's the same as a week ago, 4,000 less than a year ago. Boxes at midday are mixed, with 58 loads of choice cut selling down 27 cents, 298.49, select 259 stronger, 292.34 on 21 loads of movement there. As far as pork-wise goes, daily estimated slaughter total numbers coming in at 478,000 head. That's 4,000 less than a week ago and a lot more than a year ago. No accurate comparison is necessary there. Quick check of the cash markets at midday. Actually, yesterday's closes for comparison purposes here first. Barrels and gelts, producers sold on a carcass basis. Big number, almost 10,000 head of sales yesterday. Weighted average price, $93.25, that was 84 cents stronger. Formula purchases coming in at $90.02 on 150,000 head of sales, so about an average day there, and that market essentially was flat. As far as what's happening here at midday, well, we're seeing 4,106 head of negotiated purchases. The market sharply lower, down $1.60 to $92.58. Formula purchases, the market basically flat again at $90.01. So it's a penny lower on 100,000 head of sales.
There are so many decisions that go into being a successful soybean farmer. Plant date, row spacing, water management, crop rotation, soil temperature, cover crop, soil pH, nutrients, weather conditions. Whew. At least becoming a farmer member of the Iowa Soybean Association is one straightforward decision in your life. If you market at least 250 bushels of soybeans annually, ISA's farmer membership is available at no additional cost thanks to your soy checkoff investment. Just activate or confirm online and start reaping the benefits. It's a no-brainer. The Iowa Soybean Association proudly celebrates 60 years of moving our industry forward.
July corn down 7.25 at 459.75. July soybeans down 7.25 at 1239.25. July soybean meal down $1.60 at 381.60. July soybean oil down a penny at 44.49. On the Merc, June live cattle down 85 cents at 176.77. May feeder cattle down $1.82 at 240.32. June lean hogs down 85 cents at 97.47. That was a check of the Midday Markets on Iowa Ag Matters. I'm Mark Magnuson.